Look, you're wearing white.
I've remembered to bring sunglasses today.
Good, good, good. You know, I hope the volume is up. Maybe we should check that machine and see if the volume's up on the phone all the way. Hold on, I'll do it. I know the phone.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Check, check, check. We're good.
Is this going up or down? I can't tell. Well, that's... Okay, good. Now we got volume. Hopefully you peeps can hear us better now.
Excellent.
You don't have to wait for the video to come out on YouTube to get the quality sound. All right, we're here live. The Red Pill.
At the Red Pill.
Kevin, give us the intro.
Welcome to the Red Pill, everybody. We are here with Joseph Peterson of TruthIsScary.com. I'm Kevin Sabo, Kev Rock Entertainment, and I've been told we have a fantastic discussion point today, right?
We have. Well, I don't know how fantastic it is. Aren't they all fantastic?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Kev, you know, I've been, obviously, I watch the news every now and then, and I kind of make myself positive to know what's going on around the world in this backdrop of the matrix that surrounds my own little holographic world. And I saw something very interesting. Well, I saw something today that disturbed me before I got here. And I don't know if you even saw this. And this is just another part of the whole picture. But down in Virginia, now being in the broadcasting business and where we are recording this show, this probably affects the people here. Two reporters, a reporter and a cameraman, you know, were out doing a remote story.
Mm-hmm.
Gunman shot him down, killed him dead on live TV.
Wow.
Live TV.
I saw the headline of that.
Live TV. In my whole entire history of life, I don't remember that happening. I remember people getting shot when they were covering shit over in foreign lands,
mm-hmm.
when the idiots would go over there in the middle of a fucking revolution or something.
Yeah.
And reporters would get shot and killed.
Right.
I don't remember any of it ever being live on TV, first of all. This was live. People were watching.
So in other words, is that footage
horror.
Out there?
It's out. I saw the footage. Man. I mean, they cut it when she fell to the ground, but you hear shots and she's like, ah! And the camera goes down on the ground because he shot them both.
Holy shit.
Horrible, dude. And then they showed a shot of the people in the in the control room watching it. You should have seen.
And they must have been in horror.
Horror. Horror was a terrible thing. So being in the broadcasting industry, training people who used to turn out to be fucking reporters, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like bothers me.
Of course.
I mean, that is like something in my entire life I've never seen happen other than, like I said, over when they're covering stuff over in foreign countries. But this was in Virginia, Roanoke, Virginia, not even really a bad area.
Yeah.
It's not known for violence.
Like
no, it's a decent little area. Roanoke, Virginia. Apparently the guy then tried to drive away and he crashed his car and now he's in the hospital in critical condition or something. But he wasn't a radical Muslim. He was just a regular guy who had gotten fired by the station.
Oh, and had he worked with them?
I don't know if those were the two people, maybe. They didn't go into the whole story. It was just breaking as I was leaving the house.
Yeah, that's just today, right?
Yeah.
Like hours
this
ago.
Morning.
Yeah.
In the morning news broadcast. Good morning. Bang, bang. You know, that's a terrible thing. Terrible. So there, you know, this shows the state of the world we're in. And this kind of leads into what I'm talking about. But the second part of the thing I saw last night that kind of disgusted me is I heard the story of... these two women who got kicked off a bus in Napa Valley, they were on a wine tour, like through wine country. They do these buses, and they do these tours through the wine country. And apparently they had a couple of glasses. You know, they sample, right? That's what they do. They give you wine, you sample it. They give you like 10 different kinds. You try this. You know, put the little thing and cleanse your palate. Have some sorbet. You know, the high-class bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, these people weren't that high class, obviously, because they were drunk and they were laughing. On the bus, making kind of get belligerent, making jokes, you know, having fun. Now, they happen to be two black ladies. They happen to be two large black ladies, okay? I guess somewhere at one of the stops, they were asked to leave the tour, asked to leave the bus because somebody on the bus complained. And apparently the company spokesperson said that they had gotten belligerent and loud with the staff and told them to go F themselves, but apparently that wasn't the case. So they got kicked off the bus, this wine tour, basically for being loud and belligerent, and they happen to be black women.
Mm.
So now the hashtag that is trending, and you're going to love this.
Oh, good.
Black Laughs Matter.
Black Laughs Matter?
No laughing matter. So they're making it, the way the public and the way they portrayed it on the broadcast was these women got kicked off this bus, not because they were laughing and belligerent and making noise, but because they were black and they were laughing and belligerent and making noise. Because they were black. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something. These hoity-toity bastards up there in Napa Valley and their wine tours. These women probably saved up all their money to go and wanted to have a good old time, you know. Most of them are, you know, stuck up or they're tourists or whatever. Mm-hmm. They would have kicked off a white person for being loud and belligerent. They would have kicked off a Latino person for being loud and belligerent. Mm-hmm. They would have kicked an Asian person off for being loud and belligerent. The fact they got kicked off for being loud and belligerent was what got them kicked off.
Yeah.
They have taken it, and the media has taken it, and Twitterverse has taken it, and our divided society has taken the black part and turned it into a stupid hashtag. And now that's trending. Mm-hmm. So they've turned a dumb little a laughing matter into another way to divide us again. You know, so I had a conversation with a friend of mine last night, and she's a very, very good friend of mine, but she's a heavy-duty activist. One of the people I used to be an activist out with in L.A. She's really into the left-right paradigm, the whole fight. You know, like many activists are, they're all about fighting. They always think there's some cause that they have to fight all the time.
Yeah.
So she, you know, we get on the phone, and she starts telling me these different ways how the okay, two things she told me that she thought were great things. The Black Lives Matter campaign. She fights hard for that. She goes with them and goes at, you know, on those protests and supports the whole Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. That's her prerogative, you know what I mean? I think all lives matter, and that's kind of what I pointed out to her, and this is what I'm getting at. I know I'm taking a bit of a long time. No, and the other thing we had a little tiff about was the $15 hour minimum wage. And that ties into what we're talking about, too. Because she thinks the $15 hour minimum wage is the greatest fucking thing in the world. And I kind of told her why it's probably not the greatest thing in the world and probably going to fuck everybody. So here's what I'm trying to say. After all this long diatribe, you, me, the guy out there, the guy in that studio over there, and the kids in that TV studio, guess what?
What?
We're all getting fucked. Okay? We are living in a society and in a world. We are all getting fucked. So, when people come out, it's true. Black people are getting screwed right now. It is the truth. Nobody can deny it. Black people have been getting screwed for years. And I don't even like to use these terms, but if everybody is dividing people into categories, let's divide people into categories. And I'm going to divide them into categories, and I'm going to show you the categories and who and what's really going on here and how we need to be unified and what we can unify around. All right, so first of all, yes, the black people are getting screwed right now. They are getting killed on the street for no good reason. Black Lives Matter is a little bit too extreme, where you're taking it to the extreme. Mm-hmm. And they've taken a lot of these things to the extreme. Because I have yet to see a national standard, and I hope somebody would post this up for me on Truth is Scary on my Facebook, to see the statistics of how many white people get killed by cops every year, how many black people get killed by cops every year, how many Asian people get killed by every cops by year, and how many Latino and Hispanic people get killed by cops every year in America. I would like to see those nationwide. I would like to see the statistics. Now, I would assume maybe, I'm talking about killed, not arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even arrested might be a little more equal than you think, because you're talking about the entire country. So people, you know, in depending on what the saturation of the population is in that part of the country, the figures are going to be skewed towards that way. So I would assume, like here where we live, they wouldn't be as skewed as they would be in Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, right. You know what I'm saying? So I would hope that if you did it throughout the whole country, it would kind of even out and show a picture of what our entire country is about. And I'm going to look that up, look for it on the internet. But
yeah,
I would like to see that first. But my point is, fucking cops are killing everybody.
That's what I've been saying. Exactly.
I'm sorry. We're all fucked.
Yeah.
Cops are killing everybody. And this is what I said to her. I said, look, You were out there protesting. You were with Occupy. You got the shit beat out of you by cops.
Oh, man.
You got sprayed with mace in the face. You got your shoulder dislocated. I said, you have been beat up by cops. And you're a white girl. I said, yeah, you haven't gotten killed yet.
Yeah.
But I said, how long is it before you're lumped in?
Yeah.
And you're the person they're gonna that they'll kill next on site. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, my point is, no matter who you are, no matter what you are, what race you are, what religion you are, Christians are getting fucked right now.
Mm-hmm.
Christians are getting screwed right now. They're blowing up their churches. All kinds of people are spewing stuff about them, bad stuff, because they're against the gay marriage. And this is another thing we debated about, the gay marriage thing. As good as it seems on the outside, right?
Yeah.
It's a great thing, right? You give the gays marriage equal rights, the whole deal. Now everybody's on a level playing field, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. But then what happens that is for the positive part of it, we've discussed this, the negative part of it, you're going to get the backlash from the Christians, the conservatives, and the Muslims, right?
Yeah.
So the Christians now, because they oppose this gay marriage thing, are now being demonized, right?
Yeah.
They're blowing up their churches.
It's not like it used to be.
They're not on top anymore, right?
Nope.
They're not in power anymore. The Christians are being toppled off their little tower of power.
It's like the gay marriage thing that brought that out. It's like the equal rights for everybody that kind of brought this out. Because I do remember not long ago there being
Christians
a point.
Christians were still on top, right?
Especially living down south. I was living in North Carolina and everything, you know, especially from what I was surrounded by. Yeah, it just seemed like everything was, you know, Christian was on top.
Christians were on
top. But then once they come out with that gay people are going to hell, it was like, whoa, wait a minute. But now everybody's gay and everybody wants to get married. And so you're not going to fucking
bad.
Deal with that.
Now they're demonized.
Yeah.
So Christians are no longer on top. And even the Pope himself is kind of turning against his own church. If you read between the lines what he's saying. And I guarantee you this guy's the last Pope, okay?
Yeah.
Because religion itself is being groomed to fail and to fall.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the blacks are screwed. We've determined that. The poor people are screwed. We know that.
No,
they're
sure.
All fucked. Okay. We don't even have to go into the examples of how the poor are screwed in so many ways. All right. So we got the blacks are screwed. We got the poor. They're screwed. Of course. They always get it first. Right. So now the Christians. The Christians are on the list. Now they're fucked. They are.
Yeah.
Because they are no longer on top. They are looked down upon. They're demonized. So their churches are getting turned on fire. People are getting shot. It's almost like if you say you're Christian, you better have a good explanation why, and you better tell me why you don't oppose gay marriage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to defend yourself for being a Christian now. Okay?
Yeah, as many people have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so we forget the Muslims. They're already fucked. All right. They just have, and they were fucked with 9/11.
Yeah.
They've tried to turn them into the bad guys for a long time. But 9/11 really just screwed the Muslims, right? This is a religious we're talking about.
Yeah.
The Middle Eastern people, they always, but the Muslims themselves, they're fucked, right? They have been since 9/11 pretty much.
It's been a while.
The Muslims are fucked.
Yeah.
The only difference between the Muslims is they're just strong enough and they have such strong convictions. They're tough enough to fight back.
Yeah.
That's all. They just fight back. Yeah, we're fucked. Okay, we're going to fuck you. Yeah. You know, it's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't say it's good, but I mean, you know, they're just tough. They're tough ass bastards. They're not going to take the shit. So, yeah, okay, we're fucked, but we're going to fuck, you know, now we're going to fuck back.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Muslims are fucked, the Christians are fucked, the blacks are fucked, the poor people are fucked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know the Latinos, they've been fucked for a long time too, right? They're next on the chain after the blacks. They're getting fucked.
Yeah.
Now they want to deport them. They've always been on the edge of their seats, whether they can be here legally or not.
Yeah.
You know,
well, look at all this Donald Trump shit we got going on right now. I mean, for Christ's sake.
Right. Every year, you know, the Latinos are fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are all the segments of the American population. Okay, so we're into that. Now we're talking about the middle class. The middle class worker, the guys like me and you, the ones they think, I'm going to tell you how we're really fucked. The ones they kind of, we're white guys, we're in the middle there, we make enough money to get by, we're not poor, we're not really criminals, we're not living on the lower end of society, we're living in the mid, kind of cushiony, you know, not rich, but just okay. So, okay, so here's the minimum wage comes in, $15 an hour, right? Okay, so the law is going to eventually, I think, incrementally move the minimum wage up to $15 an hour, right? So everybody thinks, what a great thing. All the minimum wage workers, and they always use the hamburger flippers as the example, but it's not just
everything
hamburger flippers.
Everything sounds great on the surface.
Not just hamburger flippers. It's anyone making minimum wage. It's the pizza delivery guy. It's whoever makes minimum wage. Mm-hmm. The guy who sweeps the streets, whatever. There's tons of minimum wage. It's not just the fast food guy. Anybody making minimum wage will now be making $15 an hour. So that's a living wage. They can be like you and I.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, guys like, not me, I make a little more than that, but let's say you or the guy who works out here, the guy with the average job, let's say 12 to 15, maybe some of them are lucky enough making 10 because the minimum wage was about, what, $8 or $9?
Yeah.
All right. So we live in the state of Connecticut, right? And this was what my argument with the girl was, okay? So they did just raise the minimum wage to $10. All right. Now, I know for a fact this guy out here who works the front desk is making $10 an hour, right?
Yeah.
And I know for a fact the other guy who works here is making $12 an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now the minimum wage just went up to $10 an hour. Now, her argument was, well, employers are going to be forced to give all their workers an incremental raise up, right?
Yeah.
They're just going to do it out of the goodness of their heart, right? Because if their minimum wage went up to $10, then the $10 or $12 an hour guy should get an incrementally sized raise, right, to compensate for the minimum wage going up. Otherwise, the $10 an hour guy is now a minimum wage worker.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
All right, so this is the company. The minimum wage has gone up for a couple of months now. It's to $10 an hour, right?
Yeah.
This is a normal corporation. They have 12 locations. Pretty big. They have a whole structure here. So the minimum wage went up. This guy was already a $10 an hour worker. I bet if I asked you right now to go out and ask him if he got a raise, see what he would say.
Yeah.
He didn't. Neither did the $12 an hour guy. Now, technically, because the minimum wage in Connecticut went up $1.25, went up incrementally pretty big, he should be making about $12 an hour, and the other guy should be making about 15, right?
Yeah, of course.
If her theory works, and the theory that they're trying to sell the public worked, right? So, do you think that's going to happen? Do you think out of the goodness of their heart, do you think, okay, let's make an example. I make $30 an hour, okay? If you broke down what I make, it's $30 an hour. I make three times the minimum wage right now.
Right.
In Connecticut. Okay, Connecticut's $10 an hour. I make three times the minimum wage right this moment. So they're going to raise the minimum wage up to $15 an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, technically, what should I be making? What should they give me when they raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour? Three times the minimum wage, Kevin.
Three times 15.
45. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on now. $45 an hour. That's easy math, Kevin. $45 an hour I should be making when they raise the minimum wage up to $15 an hour.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to give it to me?
No.
No. Not at all. So this $15 minimum wage that they're trying to sell everybody as the greatest fucking thing in the world is going to help the minimum wage, going to help the poor, but it's going to fuck the middle guy.
Yeah.
It's going to fuck the guy who's already making $15 an hour.
So it's basically considered like, why are we
It's going to put everybody on a more level playing field.
So it's basically like the consensus is, why are we going to further help the guy that's already a little bit ahead of the game? Like we're talking guys that were, because we're already making a little bit above minimum wage, or people who are, were already making much more over the line of what was minimum wage at that time, and then they move it up, and it's like, well, we're not going to further help you because you already were a little bit ahead of the game.
Yeah. So who's getting fucked?
And the middle people.
Yeah. Okay, so she tells me she was on one of these foreclosure things where the cops had to come in and drag the people. She's really one of these, you know, goes out and rah-rah. So the cops came in and had to drag the people out of the house of foreclosure. The people had camped out in the house and refused to leave. And she was out there protesting and supporting them. Finally, the cops came and they had to drag these people out of the house. But while they were doing it, she ended up getting in a conversation with one of the cops. And the cops said to her, you know, it's a funny thing. My house is in foreclosure right now. That could be me. The cop said to her, my house is in foreclosure right now, too. And she looked him in the eye and she said, then how the hell can you go in there in good conscience and drag this man out of his house for having the same issue that you have yourself?
Logical, of course.
And the guy just had no answer for her. He just put his head down shook it, and walked away. Because she was right.
Of course.
Because he realized it's now how long before the cops are going to realize?
Yeah.
We're fucked too. How long before the soldiers are going to realize? Guess what? We're fucked. If you really look at it, okay, we can, the gays are fucked too. Because now everybody, you know, the Christians hate them, the Muslims hate them. They're going to get shot, hate crimes. They've always had issues. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks that this gay marriage thing is going to make everything wonderful for the gays. It's not. It's not, because all the hate the Christians have and all the hate the Muslims have is going to be turned towards them. You know?
Yeah.
So the gays are fucked. I forgot to put them on the list. Even though they just got gay marriage, they're fucked.
Yeah.
So we've pretty much established that everybody. Oh, and now the stock market is crashing, right? You see that. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you within the next month, there's going to be a full-out economic collapse. Look up the Shimta. It happens every 77 years. The last one happened in 2008. We know what happened. I got caught up in it, unemployed for 2.5 years. It's coming up. And you can just see by what's happening out there in our own stock market, China's stock market, you know, the whole economic system is collapsing. Part of the plan. So, where was I going with that?
With the stock market being crap, we're still going down
okay.
the line of how
so right everybody's fucked, right?
Yes, we are all
so now
fucked.
We got the people out there who's making, they're millionaires, but they're not the top dogs in the 1%. Let's say they're the top 30%.
Yeah,
okay, they're the millionaires. They're investing in the stock market. They got nice houses here in Westport, Greenwich. You know, the people in New York, they work actually in the market and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're making a few mil. They're not in the top dogs, but they're living comfortable, living large, you know, mm-hmm. they're having a good time, and they make most of their money in the stock market. Guess what? They're fucked.
Yeah.
So now even these guys who thought they were cushioned from all this,
yeah,
they're fucked. So the poor are fucked, the blacks are fucked, the Latinos are fucked, the Asians, I don't know. They're fucked if they live in China. I don't know about here, you know.
I was gonna say, I don't know about the
United. I don't know. Sure. You know, depending on, I guess it would more depend on their, less on their race than more on their economic status.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, depending on what status they are economically, they're fucked.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they're Asian, you're fucked.
Right.
Right, remember, we're all fucked.
The gay folks.
The gay people are fucked. The black people are fucked. The Latinos. The mid guys. The guys, middle class guys, making $15 to $20 an hour, they're fucked. Mm-hmm. The rich guys, they're fucked. The Muslims, they're fucked. The Jews, they're fucked. Everybody's all, you know, now everybody hates them now because of what they did to Palestine. And watch what happens in the new UN. Oh, you want to see the Jews get fucked? The UN is going to bring up a resolution to make Palestine a state. Oh, watch what, now the Jews are fucked. Everybody is fucked, no matter what race you are, no matter what religion you are.
So white folks too?
White, while we white, yeah. Is the kid out here worked who didn't yep. get the raise for $10 an hour white fucked?
Yep.
Is he white? Mm. Yeah. Is the girl who was protesting got beat up by the cops and sprayed in the face by mace? Mm-hmm. Do white people get killed by cops? Yes.
Yes, they do.
I'm not talking, with white, it's more about economic status as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're poor and white, you're going to be fucked. Mm-hmm. And now if you're middle class and white, you're going to be fucked. And now even if you're rich and white, you're fucked. Or if you're rich and black, you're fucked. Because everything, the bottom line is, if there, we have to stop worrying about the differences between us.
There's a great focus on the difference.
On the difference between us. And that is the tactic of the people who run this world. Mm-hmm. Okay? To divide and conquer. And the sooner the American public and the world, we're talking the world. I use America as an example. This is happening all over the world. Mm-hmm. Economic collapse all over the world. People are fucked all over the world. There's austerity going on in Europe. Even when there's not a ton of black people, the poor people are fucked. There's just more poor people.
Yeah.
You know, it's happening all over the world. Okay. I say U.S. because we live in the U.S., but everybody's fucked.
Right.
Everyone's fucked because Muslims in Europe are fucked. Christians in Europe are still fucked whether they live in America or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They may be a little different towards black people over in Europe, which is, it's pretty cool. I find their attitude a little bit different over mm-hmm. there. There is not as much racism, black-white racism, which is cool. But either way, I'm talking worldwide, we're all fucked no matter who we are. So what I'm trying to say is, It is time to stop thinking Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter.
Police Lives Matter.
Police Lives Matter. Military Lives Matter. All lives matter. And the one thing we have in common, and we should start realizing the one thing that we have in common right now and coming in the coming months, because you watch what's going to happen, is we're all fucked.
Equally.
Equally fucked one way or another. Whether we're being fucked in the ass, or if we're a woman, we're being fucked in the pussy, or if we're being fucked in the mouth, we're all fucked. And I hate to put it this way.
No, it's fine. It's just that people.
Now, when is it? When are we going to get to the point where our assholes are fucking sore enough and bleeding enough, and our pussies are dried out and tight and loose enough, I mean, and our mouths are fucking sore, that we rise up and say, we are tired of being fucked. It's time to be the fuckers.
Yeah.
So now I have just, we are, and the one thing we have in common about being fucked is we're all being fucked by the same 1% of the population. We are all being fucked by the same people. The Christians aren't fucking the Muslims. The gays aren't fucking the Christians. We're not fucking each other. We're just fighting each other.
Yep.
We're all being fucked by one group of people. So all the 50 different groups of people in the world that we have, whether you divide them by race, religion, nation, whatever you want to, sexuality, whatever you want to divide them by, I do not care. Divide them up by blood type. Divide them up by hair color. Divide them up by eye color. Divide them up by anything except the fact that they're in the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucked.
Yeah.
And that's what we have in common. And I don't care what your eye color is. And I don't care what your religion is. Because I can walk down the street and meet a Muslim guy and say, hi, how are you? Guess what? We're fucked.
Yeah.
And once we start realizing that there's 1% of the population that is fucking everybody, because no matter what economic collapse happens, no matter how these people are untouchable. I've already established that the mid-level millionaires and shit, they're going to go in this economic collapse. This is designed to get rid of them. Okay. There's only 1% of the population that is bulletproof. They are bomb proof because they own all the fucking gold. They own all the resources. They basically own this planet. And they are fucking everybody who is not one of them. And the minute that we as a human society realize that one little realization, and I'm talking about the police, and I'm talking about the soldiers and the military, and I'm even talking about some people in low-level governments who are start to realize, and I'm even talking about entertainers, I'm fucked as much as that little guy is fucked. I'm fucked just as much as that poor guy. I'm fucked just as much as that guy in Ferguson. I'm fucked just as much as that poor guy living in Detroit. I'm fucked just as much as anyone else. They might be getting fucked in the ass. I'm getting fucked in the mouth. It's no difference. We're all getting fucked. And I'm glad there's no censorship on this show. And I'm sorry to use that word so much. I could have used screwed, but I'm not.
It's all good.
The one thing that we have in common, and not even with a condom, they got rid of the lube a long time ago.
Oh, shit.
We are all getting fucked. And my asshole is starting to hurt. Because I won't let nobody put nothing in my fucking mouth, obviously. My asshole's starting to hurt. And I don't have a pussy. And most... Now, one thing I want everybody to do, go get Team America. There's a great speech at the end about dicks, assholes, and pussies. And how the dicks fuck everybody. They fuck even the assholes. The assholes, even though they shit over all over everything, they still get fucked by the dicks. And even though the pussies are a bunch of scaredy cats who think everybody can live together in harmony in the world, they're getting fucked.
Yeah.
Whether you're a dick, whether you're an asshole, whether you're an asshole or a pussy, you're all getting fucked by the dicks. And the biggest dick in the world is the fucking 1%.
Yeah.
The people who run this world. I can't even call them the fucking Illuminati, because Illuminati people are supposed to be illuminated. And they might be illuminated, all right, but they're illuminated with some kind of dark light.
Right.
So
it's a time to stop putting such a focus or letting the
media on our divisions.
Focus on our divisions, because I just think about it like this. Like, when you stop putting that focus on it and you bring it down to a logical level of looking at the fact that we're all in this together, so naturally we should help each other out. I mean, like, what if you had a bunch of kids who were all beat up at the schoolyard by the same bully? You think would it be
when the bullies go, yeah, when they get together eventually?
Yeah, a matter of time before they say, you know what, it's the same dude that's fucking beating the shit out of all of us and taking our lunch money. Like, why don't we all fucking come together on this and beat the shit out of this kid? I've seen shit like that happen.
Right. So if it can happen on a small level, why can't it happen on a big level? Realistically, there's not a lot of them. If you look at the number of them, it's a small amount compared to the amount of people in the world.
Everybody says that. It still has not sunken into people that we are being fucked by such a small percentage.
Well, because, you know, we are still divided by some major basic things, which is cultural and language. So I can't go to a guy who speaks Muslim that I don't know how his language, and I can't say, hey, we're fucked.
Yeah.
I might say something wrong. He might cut my head off. You know what I mean? Because I don't know how to say hey, we're fucked in Muslim.
Yeah.
You know, but we can't, it's the communication. We can't, that fundamental stuff. And if you read the Bible, at one point, the humanity all spoke the same language and we all were one. And we unified and tried to rebel against the fucking gods and build a fucking stairway to heaven, which I believe is a Stargate. So, I mean, and then that's when languages were introduced, so that we couldn't communicate as well as we used to.
Sure.
It's another way to divide us. What do you think? Language nations?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nations is just another way to divide us. Mm-hmm. Why? What's this imaginary line between, you know, here in Mexico and here in Canada? It's an imaginary line. It's not carved in the stone. It wasn't here. We put it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just fucking bullshit. It's imaginary drawn up lines of land. I own this, you know. It's bullshit. It's all fucked up. It's stupid. But it's a way to divide us.
Yeah.
It's a way to keep us away from each other. The people who run this world, the biggest thing that they're scared of is us getting together and realizing that we're all fucked.
Yeah, because if we realize that, then we all fucking work together naturally.
Yes.
But honestly, no, it seems that the racism that's being pushed right now, and
because they don't want us to get together and realize that we're all fucked.
Yeah, but it's obviously working a great deal with the black laughs and all this shit. I mean,
they know what they're doing. They've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Television just made it easier.
Yeah.
But they have been programming the minds of the public for years with this crap. How many wards are we? If we really got together and realized that we're all fucked and we've been fucked since Babylon by the same fucking people since Babylon, since written, recorded time, by the same fucking people, we've all been fucked. We've all been treated like slaves and nothing more to work for them to keep them happy and in their resources. That's what they've, and it's happened before in the past. But the community was smaller. There were less of us. Mm-hmm. We've had rebellions in the past.
It's just people need to look at who's pinning us against each other.
And
now that the way it's going down, because like you see videos all the time of cops beating the shit out of black people, or you see people, you know, black people getting beat up, being pushed around. And then I see the other day, I see a video of a white mother and her son in a black neighborhood, and all these black guys start beating the shit out of both of them.
Yeah.
And the tagline is, if this was two black people being beat up by white people instead of two white people being beat up by black people, this would be all over the news.
Yeah.
Okay, well, either way, maybe that's true. But either way, whose fault is that? Black
yeah.
people's fault or the fucking media or the people that put a certain focus on it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. They decide what we see. They are the programmers. Look, dumbasses, TV programming.
Yes.
It's called programming for a reason.
Yes.
They are our programmers. Government control, governmente, control the mind. That is their purpose here. They have the tools, they have the means, they have the power to determine what goes into the minds and the programming of the public. And next week, we are going to talk about something about computers and programming. And the question I'm going to pose is, which came first, the computer or the human? Think about it. That'll be next week's topic.
Okay.
To be think about what happens when you get sick. What do they call it?
A virus.
What happens when a computer gets sick?
It has a virus.
Where do you store your past, your thoughts, and things that have happened to you?
In the memory banks?
In your memory. Where does a computer?
Yeah, a computer has memory too. Oh, yeah, I know everywhere you're
going
with
happens,
this one.
What do they call it when you put software into a computer? An outside force, me, puts software into my computer or data. What am I doing to it?
Is that uploading data? Or
No.
Or
I'm not talking about I'm programming it.
You're programming it.
Right. What do they call television?
Program.
What do they call AA?
Oh, it's a program.
The program.
Yeah.
What do they get with the program?
Yeah.
Let's get you into a program.
Mm-hmm.
Where did those terms come from? Did we humans name the computer terms after us? Or did they name the human terms after computers?
Yeah.
An outside person puts data input into a computer. It's called programming.
Mm-hmm.
An outside force outside yourself, being a television, being a teacher, being anything, puts information into your brain. It's called programming, right? When the TV puts information, and that's an outside force, right?
Yeah.
So who named after what?
Yeah, I guess so. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Humans, a show, a program, anyway. Yeah. Right,
it's just a fucking television show. Like, oh, the
why
program.
Is it programming?
What do you mean?
Here's
program.
Tonight's
programming. It's just a
fucking show. Here's tonight's programming.
Yeah,
programming you with this stuff,
and it's kind of like saying it directly, and no one even realizes.
Nothing more than a biologically created computer who can be programmed by outside forces.
Mm-hmm.
And what is humanity most afraid of AI and robots?
They'll rebel against us.
And why? Because they become
too human.
Self-aware.
Or self-aware.
And
they
start doing what? Programming themselves instead of us programming them.
And then we don't have any control.
What do you think the people who run the world are most afraid of in the humans?
If we self-program.
If we start becoming self-aware
mm-hmm.
and programming ourselves like I do, like you're starting to.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
See the similarities?
Yeah.
Computers, AI, humans, people, rulers, programmers. Anyway, next week we'll talk about that. Check out truthisscary.com. Keep your eyes open for a new website coming out called The Red Pill Online. That will be coming out, I would say, sometime after Labor Day in the fall, September. I'll be making an announcement.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's going to be a great site. It's going to be more of a knowledge-based site. I want people to start really learning some of the stuff that I know. So I'm going to put up some of the books that I've read, some of the books that are important, some movies. Not just movies like The Matrix or whatever, movies like actual movies like What in the World Are They Spraying, some documentaries, some really mm-hmm. cool stuff. Some audio that I have that I know that people should listen to. It's going to be more of an archive of knowledge. We'll have the TIS news feed on there, and the podcast, of course, will be the main feature. And maybe we'll start doing more stuff on Periscope.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I want people to be aware that coming up the next month is going to be very, very crazy if you watch what's happening in the outside world. Look for something towards the end of September that could possibly have a huge effect on humanity. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know who it's going to affect directly. I don't know what it's going to be. I do know the Shimta does end, and that does signal an economic collapse, and it makes sense with what is happening now. But I think it's something more than that, so we'll see. We'll see. I don't know about this asteroid shit. You know,
yeah.
I'm not one, but I do know they are firing up the LHC for the biggest collision ever on that day. The LHC, Large Hadron Collider, you know. Okay. Well, they're firing that up for the largest collision ever on September 23rd. Yeah, so they may open up a black hole or wormhole. Who the hell knows? That's what they're trying to do anyway. So, you know, but they don't care. They'll play with the fabric of time. Why not? Why not? They should have all of our lives in their hand. Why not? Why not? They're the 1%. We're getting fucked. Well, guys, I hope you have all a good time next week getting fucked. Enjoy your sessions. And we'll talk to you next week on The Red Pill.
See you guys next time.